Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is an award-winning French-Swiss actress and musician. She's going to be in Chicago on Wednesday night for a performance at the Alliance Française at 54 West Chicago and Streeterville here in Chicago. I'm talking about none other than superstar Iren Jacob. Iren Jacob and her brother will be performing that track we just heard and others on Wednesday night. She splits time as a musician and an actress. She's done amazing work throughout her career and is currently starring in the Showtime hit series The Affair. She's currently in the States on tour in New York tomorrow at Joe's Pub and Wednesday here in Chicago. And she's my guest tonight, Iren Jacob. Welcome to the download. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about your experiences with Chicago. You've been here before, but not much in your life.
Yes, I've spent 6 months in Chicago when I was five. My father was a physicist, and there is a big center of research near Chicago. And we lived in Glen Ellyn for 6 months. And then I came back for the film U.S. Marshal,
right,
that was shot partially in Chicago, and I spent a month and a half in Chicago at that time. So I'm looking forward to coming back again on the 1st of March. Yes.
I love the music. Listening to the music in the last couple of days has just been tremendous. Talk about the music, where it comes from, because it's jazz music, and it's also sort of a little bit of a French folk music. Has Brazilian themes. Talk about the new work.
So this is a project we've been pursuing with my brother for now 7 years. We've released now two albums, and it's. He's a musician, he's a guitarist, and he lives in New York. He works a lot with West African musicians, and so most of the songs have this kind of rhythmics, West African rhythmics, but with French lyrics. So you could say maybe it's a world music, because it really combines mm-hmm. different kind of cultures with French lyrics. And the songs are telling stories. It has also a little life on stage that we try to convey. And because, of course, my work from an actress, of course, makes me want to, perform the songs with a little scenography and something on stage.
Yeah. Well, it's to talk about your style of singing, because when you listen to you, and you've worked with a lot of different, musicians, your brother included, but also, different orchestras and other places. Talk about where's the inspiration come for your vocal stylings, what you bring to the music?
My vocal style will come definitely from, I like the French singer or the French actresses singing. It comes from this storytelling singing where I really concentrate on the lyrics, on the way I deliver them, on the words, and it happens to sing. So this is how I approach this song and this singing. You would say in these songs of Jacques Demy, in his films, there is a lot of actors singing, everything that he would say, can I have a coffee, please? I would love to have a coffee, please. Well, that's the way I approach singing a little bit, like extending my storytelling to a place where it sings.
For you as an actress and an award-winning actress, and it really is the focal point of your career, your music as well, but I mean, you have done so much work, not only in France, but here in the States. Talk about how much you bring of that personality, what you do in front of the camera to your music, to your vocal stylings, to your singing? How much of what you've learned and the craft that you've perfected as an actress moves to being a singer?
Well, I have to say that this is a project that is very personal, that I developed with my brother. And I think this is the main reason that we are doing this project. It's also to do something together. We got along very well when we were kids, and we shared a flat when he was a student in music and I was a student in acting. And so we really dreamt of doing some kind of work together. So this, my singing really is in this project when we meet. Of course, he lives in New York, I live in France, and this is why this music also have this cultural mixity, but of course we don't do it all the time. It's very exceptional when we do, because he has other projects and I'm also involved in filmings a lot too. I've done some singing in theater sometimes on plays, but what I bring into this project is really, I hope, being together as an actress, as a singer, with this music, with my brother, with these musicians coming from West Africa, from Suriname, from Senegal, from Niger. You see, it's like, okay, how can we be together and do create an alive moment with the audience that will be sincere and genuine with what we are?
Well, sincerity and also passion and actually being personally connected to projects. I read about that and how you choose what you work on, and whether that's a movie, a stage play, or a piece of music. It seems that you really take time to think about why you want to be involved in a project. Where's that come from? Why not just say, oh, my agent sent me something. Good to go. I'm going to do this soap commercial. I'm good to go. What is it about you, the way that you choose a role, and also the way that you choose a musical project?
Well, it's a very interesting question, because when I have young actors coming to me and say, oh, I would like to, you know, to be an actor, what do you think? I always say, you really have to love your profession very much, because then you'll be happy, whatever you do. You know, because as an actor, you can, turn into readings, you can turn into a little company, you can turn into teaching, you can turn into script writer, you can, you know, also be a movie star, but you can also enjoy being an actor in different kind of personal projects. And as long as you love your profession, you'll feel good in it. And so I think you need, for me, I really feel that you need to love something just to do it and to feel like a personal connection to it. And as I just told you, I wouldn't choose a music project here or there. I'm just doing this project with my brother for that particular reason. And it's this particular project. It's like a personal project.
Yeah.
When I receive a script, I usually don't react only on the script. For example, on this recent series, The Affair, I spoke with the showrunner and she told me, you know, we have no script yet, but I can tell you about the part and you can see the series and see if you want to join us. So, you see, I like the human part of it, how people meet, how people want to do things together, and how they try to tune in.
Irène Jacob and her brother Francis will be at Alliance Française at 54 West Chicago in Streeterville on Wednesday night. You can see Irène's work all over film, and she's also in the Showtime hit series The Affair. Irène Jacob, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us. And we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Se trouva fort dépourvu quand la bise fut venue. Elle alla crier famine chez la fourmi, sa voisine. La priant de lui prêter quelques grains pour subsister jusqu'à été. Que faire en attendant la saison nouvelle? Quand la famine crie à la fourmi voisine, fais-toi, et que le froid en sorcelle. La seule façon de